Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United. We are live at the AMR studio at Petco Park. Bill Center has joined us here. Bill is our sort of resident minor league expert, and sometimes we call him Bill the Scout. And what makes him Bill the Scout? Obviously, the hat is what makes him. I believe you're wearing it sideways. Can we start there?
Okay. Am I?
Yeah, no, there you it's are. A little crooked.
Okay.
Now, when you're a scout.
It barely fits.
It's a beautiful overcast day, but we do still need to protect him from the sun.
Right. When you're a scout, you sit out in the sun and you wear
all day
floppy hats.
Because you got to protect yourself from the harmful UV rays that come through, even on a cloudy day, by the way.
Even with the marine layer here.
It can still get through.
Right.
And you got to be smart about that.
It's the lights.
It's well, in here, yes. But no, you're going to scout for us. And we don't need to call elder services or anything, do we?
No.
We're okay. Okay. All right, good.
He's smiling.
You signed the consent form. Everything is okay. Before we get to the minor league stuff, I mentioned it very much in passing just a moment ago, but Will Myers going out on his rehab assignment to Lake Elsinore, that is our AMR injury report, and that is as encouraging a thing as we've had in however long amount of time. Hasn't played regularly since May. He was hitting 291 when he got hurt. Tried to come back. It didn't last long. Had to have the surgery. And now, Myers to Elsinore tonight to begin this process. Where does it go from here, though?
Well, it's very interesting because, say, El Paso makes the Pacific Coast League playoffs. They're a half game out of the division lead right now. PCL, you have to win your division to go to the playoffs. But were they to win, you are allowed to have a player on a rehab assignment at play in the playoffs, so he could go from Lake Elsinore and be with El Paso until their season ends. So he might only play have a week in rehab. He might have two if El Paso advances.
All right, so something to keep an eye on, sort of a day-by-day situation.
Right.
All right, so Will Myers beginning the rehab assignment tonight at Lake Elsinore. That is the AMR injury report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical response team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amr-sandiego.com. All right, so let's move on now, and this is, again, why you're wearing the hat, because you're Bill the Scout. We're going to talk about the minor leagues. Let's start with the call-ups, though. September is here. Two relievers brought up by the Padres today.
No surprise. I mean, El Paso's in a title race, but at the same time, the number one concern is what happens here at the major league level. They did need relievers. They needed help in a bullpen, and they went out and they brought up Nick Vincent, and they also brought Marcus Mateo off of the rehab assignment. So they added two relief pitchers, helps their bullpen without damaging El Paso because El Paso did have a surplus of bullpen. So everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
And we'll see. I think you're going to see Liriano. I think you're going to see Alex Dickerson for sure. There could be maybe Will Middlebrooks if he's feeling well, but he's been dealing with plantar fasciitis. So you're going to see a couple more guys, but they're not going to call those guys up until El Paso's out of the race one way or another.
You mentioned Alex Dickerson. We saw him here for a couple of days. How about this? Today, Pacific Coast League Rookie of the Year, Alex Dickerson. That's a pretty big honor.
One day after he was named to the All-PCL postseason team. That's a great honor. And I think he is developing into a really legitimate corner outfield prospect. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what the future holds.
I mean, is there a chance for him to move to first base legitimately? Because, you know, the corner outfields here are kind of booked up. I think he could have a real impact if he can move to first base and be an asset there, don't you think?
Well, I think Myers might be the first baseman of the future. It's going to be very interesting to see who's at first base next year. I think right now Dickerson's a better corner outfielder than he is a first baseman.
Wouldn't you say that about Will Myers, though, too?
I think Will Myers can play anywhere.
I
think
agree.
Will Myers could play third base, to be perfectly honest.
All right, all things to keep our eyes on next year. I have a feeling during spring training we're going to be having a lot of conversations about, you know, this guy playing this position and that
absolutely.
Position.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're going to see a lot of experimentation.
I'm sorry. I know I asked you to put the hat on, but I can't even take you seriously. You can take it off. You can take
ta-da.
It off. We're having serious.
Oh, he wasn't attached? I thought he would keep it on even with that
on. No,
offer.
He hates the hat. He hates the hat. I felt bad.
Actually,
we
don't
got to
mind
a point.
It.
What's more ridiculous, that or the thing I did last night with Mark Grant? Which was with the superhero masks?
Right, yeah. The superhero masks.
Which looked more ridiculous, you in that hat or me with the mask last night?
I think it's a tie.
Okay.
Now, the fortune-telling hat, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah, Bill the Magnificent.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's different than Bill the Scout.
Right. I don't mind Bill the Scout hat so
okay.
much.
Well, because you got to be sun smart.
The amazing part is, if you knew Bill like 2 or 3 years ago when he was just your beat reporter guy, to see him wearing goofy hats on TV, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Hey, I wore the SpongeBob hat in the press box.
Yeah, but that's a personal thing for you.
Okay.
Oh, there it is from last night.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a very serious occasion last night in the broadcast booth. Well, Blooper's got a whole thing he made here, huh?
Yeah. I did think it was a step backwards in your career.
It probably was. It probably isn't going to help me get any jobs, I would say. But, yeah, no, I think that's more ridiculous than the hat you were just
wearing. Knowing you, that's more ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's fair also. Got a question came in from Glenn on Twitter, Bill, which I think is a good one as we're talking about the minor leagues and we're talking about September call-ups. And Glenn wants to know, Bill, if there is a reliable right-handed pinch hitter type guy that could be called up. We've got Brett Wallace, who's just cranking. From the left side right now is
right.
A pinch hitter. I don't know if Glenn is thinking particularly of Cody Decker or of somebody else, but a right-handed pinch hit type guy down there.
Cody Decker right now, honestly, is not an everyday starter for at El Paso. I don't think he's not on the 40-man. I don't see Cody Decker getting the call up here. I don't know if they really need a right-handed pinch hitter to come up. I mean, Dickerson's left-handed. Reimer Liriano would probably fit that bill, and he's on the 40-man. So I think you're going to see those two guys up here.
Joe on Twitter, we don't have it, but it brings up Tommy Medica, a guy who was here most of the year last year. What's his season been like?
Right, well, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
So he was not hitting well to begin with, got a little bit hot, and he's been hurt recently. He has not been part of the surge that El Paso has made recently. The big hitters there have been Jake Gobert, who has been doing a great job, Alex Dickerson, and the shortstop they picked up, the former Brewer shortstop, Hector Gomez, is hitting like .379. It's the highest he's ever hit anywhere.
And now Hunter Renfroe, he's
right.
Really
and Hunter Renfroe,
a step up.
Right, has 5 homers and 13 RBIs since he got promoted to AAA from San Antonio.
All right, so we can make a list here. Sorry, Mike.
No, you're good.
We can make a list. You expect we see whom by the end of this thing up here in San Diego?
Oh, I think definitely Dickerson and Liriano. I don't know if Middlebrooks is healthy. I think he'd be back. Maybe Jake Gobert. They might add another corner infielder. But I don't think you're going to see wholesale position players up here.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit before, but John Edwards is the guy I want to see.
Oh, John Edwards is definitely.
Another relief
pitcher. I think John Edwards will definitely be at it. Right. But, yeah, that's another. I wouldn't be surprised to see John Edwards get at least one look in one save situation.
Yeah.
He leads the PCL in saves right now. He's also on the all-PCL team. And I think they're high on this guy, but they want to see he's a little bit older, 27, so they want to see what he can do.
And Chris Rierich back. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Right. Back on the 40-man.
Yes, he is on the 40-man, but he's at San Antonio, and I don't think that's not somebody that they're counting on.
It's been a weird couple weeks for him. Padres,
yes.
Rangers, and now back to the Padres. All right, 2 more tweet questions while Bill is here. Craig is up first. And let's go with this question. He says, do you think Josh Johnson will be brought back next year? That's what Craig has to say. Bullpen session, he's been working his tail off.
Right.
Missed all of last year, missing all of this year. Do you roll the dice again?
Well, I think if you roll the dice again, it will be strictly as a relief pitcher. I think his days of being looked at as a starter are gone, and now you're going to be looking at your bullpen and saying, if you can get him really cheap, maybe on a minor league contract, you might take a look at him as a relief pitcher, but he's no longer a starter.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. All right, one more question while Bill is here. And you know, we're sitting here, we're talking about roster expansion September 1st. We haven't done a good job of explaining it, and Jellyman says, hey, he's being honest, I never learned how this works. Are there still 25 guys? What's the deal? It's a good question. So on September 1st, major league teams, forget 25, pretend it never existed, they can have as many as 40.
Right. They
guys.
Got everybody on their 40-man roster could be up here.
Very few teams do the
right.
full 40. You can call up 0 guys. You can call up 1 guy. You can call up 15 guys and anything in between. And they are all available to you in any given game, which a lot of people think, and I'm raising my hand, needs to be changed.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember in the 2010 pennant race when the Rockies had like nine relief pitchers came up, and in one inning they were able to go, in a very key game for the Padres, they were able to go lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty in one inning.
Because they had that many extra
arms. They had that many extra. Yeah. I mean, and like Pat Murphy said today, you don't want to do something that really impacts a team that's in the playoff race with your extra players, which is what they did.
Talked about this a little bit last night with Mark Granit-Sweeney on TV. For me, the solution is really, really simple. You do an active roster, and maybe it's 25 guys, maybe it's 27, maybe it's 28,
right,
whatever it is. And just like in football, hockey, and basketball, you say, hey, tonight for this game against the Texas Rangers, here are the three or four, however many extra guys that are active. And those are the only people who are actually allowed to come into
the
game.
I think 27 or 28 is a perfect number for September. You can have 32 up here. But at any given time, you have to designate 127 you can use during a game.
Right.
I'm all for that idea, too. I love it.
It makes too much sense.
It really does.
Right.
It's a common sense solution, and very rarely do those actually happen. All right. Bill, great insight, great info as always. Thank you for coming down and spreading some of your knowledge
over
us. We appreciate it. Bill was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Take a break when we come back. More from the AMR studio as we get you ready for Game 2 against the Texas Rangers.